The Hanford Nuclear Site in eastern Washington is the largest and most complex cleanup site in the U.S. According to the Washington State Department of Ecology, we have 25 years before toxic nuclear waste leaking from underground tanks at Hanford reaches groundwater levels. Despite more than $2 billion in funding every year, multiple stakeholders and groups in Washington and Oregon say it's not enough and time is running out. Correspondent Lauren Patterson reports.
In 1943, scientists went to work in the desert of Washington State to make the plutonium used in the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki. After World War II, plutonium was produced at the Hanford site for more than 40 years as part of the U.S. nuclear program. But the process created a big mess of hazardous radioactive waste. It's projected to take until 2078 to clean it up. For cleanup to take place this century, Hanford needs $1 billion more in funding per year, says Laura Watson, director of the Washington State Department of Ecology.
We have tanks that are leaking radioactive sludge. We have a radioactive tunnel that collapsed a few years ago. We have the Columbia River that runs through the site and millions of people that live along the Columbia River. So we cannot risk that waste is going to get into the river.
The challenge now, Watson says, is getting the federal government to understand people's lives are at stake. A coalition of politicians, businesses, community groups, and tribal interests sent a joint letter to the Biden administration on August 9th. They're asking for more than $6 billion over 2 years to help fund Hanford cleanup. Multiple letter signees say the communities of the Northwest bore a tremendous cost to help the country. And now they want the federal government to step up and show a true commitment to fund a cleanup that will do more than patch leaky tanks and tear down radioactive buildings. Many are thinking about what the future of energy tech will look like. Tribes have cultural ties to restricted areas. And there are worries how leakage into the Columbia could affect agriculture systems reliant on the river.
The Hanford Nuclear Reservation helped us win the war, World War II, and now we have to make sure that we take care of the repercussions.
Martin Valadez is the interim director of the Tri-Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He says a cleanup costing billions helps funnel federal dollars into small towns out west, like the Tri-Cities. Valadez says that funding helps create jobs in the community. But he says some jobs would be affected earlier than others, and the Latino community will be one of the first groups to be impacted. Valadez says if the toxic waste reaches the Columbia River and contaminates irrigation water, that will impact people eating food grown using river water, but even more so the people handling those foods.
The Latino community is the one that primarily works in the farms and the land and is really impacted by that.
On the Hanford Reservation, radioactive waste has left multiple sites with cultural and religious significance off limits to the Yakima Nation. The tribe hopes to restore natural resources at the site, says Lorene Contreras, a program administrator and enrolled member of the Yakima Nation.
Our elders are leaving us that have the wisdom and had actually remember that area very well and the stories and the significance. So we don't want to lose that. We don't want to lose our connection to that area.
She says she wants future generations to have access. As part of the cleanup process, more than 900 contaminated buildings have been removed from the site. The Department of Energy's groundwater system has treated more than 28 billion gallons of contaminated groundwater. Next fall, the newly operational vitrification plant will start converting low-activity radioactive waste into glass for safer storage. As more cleanup work continues, government and private industry could work together to reduce costs and fund cleanup efforts, says A.J. Fouts, who represents the Union of Steam Fitters and Pipe Fitters.
We don't want this community to die. So as we transition from cleanup to what? And I'd like to think that's cleanup to clean energy.
Fouts says the federal government and the Department of Energy have an opportunity to showcase what a transition to carbon-neutral energy sources could look like, including nuclear energy like the Northwest's only commercial nuclear power plant north of Richland. Despite it being a time of political partisanship in the U.S., the entirety of the Washington congressional delegation recently united to request more adequate Hanford funding. The Biden administration has yet to respond to the letter sent in August. They did not respond to our request for comment about the letter. I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.